Welcome to Stupid State Stories, where we wade through the muck of government nonsense wrecking your life.
You bet, Megan. Today we're tearing into a real doozy, tariffs.
Tariffs. I think you meant to say taxes. A trick for politicians playing trade overlord while knowing less about economics than my hamster does about Wi-Fi passwords. Tariffs are taxes on imports, a clumsy government hug to protect local industries by making everything more expensive.
Protection? More like a punch in the prostate? Tariffs increase costs, discourage innovation, and worst of all, the difference goes right into state coffers.
Picture this. Someone is in the market for some fancy lithium-ion powered Japanese novelty items. Self-cleaning, rechargeable, the works. Wham, 20% tariff. Now I'm broke because Uncle Sam's obsessed with taxing their fun. And the protected American manufacturers? They're free to jack their prices on lesser loved ones, riding that tariff wave like they owned shares in Duracell.
Speaking of inflatables, there's a name for the phenomenon where prices for goods point north. Inflation. It's the Fed saying, hey, let's make everyone poorer and call it a win. Protected manufacturers spot that tariff cushion and go, sweet, time to charge whatever we want. Consumers? We're the chumps stuck with the tab.
And don't buy that tariff save jobs fairy tale. Data shows they torch more jobs elsewhere to prop up a few, like economic arsonists giving the keynote at a firefighters convention.
It's whack-a-mole with lousier prizes, squash cheap imports, and oops, prices soar, jobs vanish, choice dwindles, chaos reigns. Brilliant.
There it is, folks. Tariffs. Another example of government meddling gone wrong.
Truth. If we want growth and the freedom to buy a wide selection of gyrating goodies without a bureaucratic shakedown, tariffs gotta go.
Preach it, Chuck. That's Stupid State Stories. Tune in next time, unless there's a new tax on data.